With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Game Week 23 of Fantasy Football Noise. With me this evening, as always, Mr. Steve Baker.
Hello, Jonathan.
And of course, the wonderful Wayne Mitchell.
Hello and good evening, everybody.
How
Very
are you, boys?
Professional, Mitch. I like that. Good, thanks, Jay.
Trying my best. It's all I've got in my locker. I'm no good at fantasy. I might as well try and be a bit more professional in an audio sense.
He sounded like a newsreader there. I loved it.
Well, I'll try and do it again later.
How are you, Jay?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. Had a bit of a turgid day trying to sort out the mess that was our initial recording of Game Week 23 last night.
Busy day, did you?
Yeah, a bit of a day of it. So just to bring listeners up to speed, our intention was to record on Monday night for two reasons. One was that I can't edit this week on Wednesday or Thursday, and also because our December manager of the month, Mr. Stuart Harrington, wasn't available to record tonight. So we tried to record Monday night. Unfortunately,
We did record Monday night. It was beautiful.
The recording was beautiful. The result was less so. So Wayne couldn't make Monday night, unfortunately. So we said, well, let's have Stuart stand in for Wayne. So that's what we did. Unfortunately, for numerous reasons, we had quite a few technical issues. So
I mean, he's just not good enough to stand in for me, I assume.
Is that why?
He's an amateur, a rank amateur.
Is that why we're recording again tonight, Jay? Because Stuart wasn't good enough and Mitch is the best?
Yeah.
That's exactly it, yep.
Yeah. He hasn't yep, got another one. 22 episodes of Fantasy Football Noise under his belt. He hasn't got a clue.
No.
Perhaps. So we're going to patch him in, though, aren't we?
What we're going to do, so I've spent the better part of the day polishing a turd, and I've got it to a reasonably acceptable point. So we've picked out his best bits, which we're going to play in at appropriate junctures, and we're going to try our best to thread it in naturally and weave our way through the story of Game Week 23 and look ahead as usual.
What could possibly go wrong, Jay?
So bear with us, and we apologise now for the suboptimal sound quality of the bits we play in. Although they're not too bad now, but it's taken a lot of work to get there.
It's going to be more like a multimedia art installation of an episode,
yeah.
I think. That's what
quite.
It sounds like to me.
Yeah, why not? Shall we start with December's Manager of the Month?
Oh, yeah, let's.
It was Stuart Harrington.
If we really must.
Shall we hear what he had to say?
Again, if we must.
Bring him in.
All right. For the very first time ever, we are without Wayne Mitchell, and in his place, we have a average stand-in, Mr. Stuart Harrington.
Yay!
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going great, thank you. Huge shoes to fill. And actually, I can't work out whether they're huge shoes or tiny shoes.
What are you decided on?
Medium-sized shoes, I think.
Oh, middle of the road.
I'll sit on the fence. Huge entertainment shoes and tiny little fancy football shoes.
Improving shoes. See me sticking up for you there, Mitch?
That's very kind. Thank you, mate.
Shall we carry on?
Very kind. But these are right. It's tiny shoes.
It's about as kind as it gets, I'm afraid.
We should say for our listeners that Wayne is this evening having an affair. So we've been told, oh shit.
He can't be with us for sexual reasons.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
But there is a good reason why we've got Stu on the show, is there not?
There's another very good reason. Yes, indeed.
Oh, December
Manager
of the Month.
Of the Month.
Thank you.
465 lovely points.
I was going to make a glib remark and say something like, it's definitely in the top three greatest achievements of my life. And then when I thought about it, I literally couldn't think of anything that was above it. So it is the single greatest achievement of my life.
Your wife obviously doesn't listen to the show, so she doesn't need to...
I was going to say, actually, I enjoyed your wedding more than you winning December Manager of the Month.
Yeah.
You probably enjoyed my wedding more than me. Yeah. We'll just leave it there.
So 465, impressive for the month. Talk us through how you achieved that, Stu.
I'd probably have to start with Kane. So I was...
You didn't fall foul of the sub him out shit that we
I told you I never would.
You did. You stuck true to it.
Yeah. So yeah, two hat tricks in a row for your captain is always going to help.
You mean the 2 weeks that we all dropped him?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
Literally unbelievable. I waited and waited and waited. I thought, no, it'll come good. It'll come good. It'll come good. No, it'll definitely come good. No, fuck it. I'm going to drop him. Hat trick, hat trick.
You beat me by 28 points, literally two Kane hat tricks.
It was so yeah, he got me up there and then just solid. So Firmino I bought in just at the right time. And he had some good weeks. Vardy was all right, sort of chipping away. Salah obviously the same as everyone. And then I think the guy that got me over the line.
The guy.
The fella in nets for United.
The chap that got me over the line was Clavin.
So, Clavin.
It was Clavin.
Never thought you'd say that sentence.
There was a 98th minute goal from an inch, and that was it. I think that was the difference. So it all fell into place in December. To be fair, it's not looking like it's going to do that again in January. So
wasn't he so excited that he thought he was the guest presenter? And actually, he's not. He's just a guest.
We've pulled the carpet from under his feet.
Because he's got shabby equipment and he was staying in a fucking travel tavern near Carlisle trying to speak to you two professionals through a set of lousy headphones.
Do you know, he even upgraded the fucking internet. He paid £10 upgrade in the hotel.
And was worried about an awkward conversation with the lady at the front desk as he checked out this morning.
What, because he thought she thought he was going to be streaming HD pornography for the entire night, exactly. On the extra
There's
Wi-Fi.
There's only one reason you pay for extra bandwidth, isn't there? In a travel tavern.
It sounds very much to me like he's done exactly what he said he would do way back when we first spoke to him.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, he always said, I will never drop Kane, and sure enough, he's never dropped Kane. Kept him. Did he have him as captain on those two hat-trick weeks?
Yep.
I guess he probably did. So, you know, he's been consistent and he's stuck to his method that he told us he would, and that's served him well.
Yeah, I think it's an approach that we each choose, whether we stick with our guns like he's done, and you say to yourself, right, well, I know he's a really good player, he's going to play every week, and I'm just going to stick with him through thick and thin, or you make the decision to chop and change a little bit and try and chase the form. Predict how the fixtures are going to go, as I have done this year, and you know, more often than not, I've got it wrong this year. I've not been lucky. I've swapped out at the wrong times certain players, and not many. I've got it right a few times, but all too many times I've got it wrong. And yeah, maybe I should have just stuck with it. But I do like to tinker. I always have, to be fair.
Yeah,
and you are a tinkerer.
I've had a lot of success in recent years. So
constant tinkering.
I did a little a simulation exercise earlier when I was waiting for you chaps to finish your tea.
Yes.
I was thinking, yeah, if I just picked at the beginning of the season some of the players that had scored best last season and just left it alone, I wonder what that would have done. Mm. So I pieced together a team that would have cost me about 100 million. So De Gea in goal at the back, Alonso, Azpilicueta in midfield, Ali, Mahrez, Matic, you know, the kind of players that you'd think they played well last season, let's stick with them. Mm-hmm. And that team I roughly put together would have me on 1,200 points without tinkering whatsoever. And that's not even with double captain points. It would have been even more than
that. That's pretty much what I'm on.
So I think there is very definitely a... Well, if you're really good, I guess you can tinker to your heart's content and you can see the players that score really, really well that are top of the league, that's what they do. Or you can try and be really good but not ever win and score well.
Just while you
and
were
I'm
saying
neither.
I thought I'd have a look at the top four in our Fantasy Football Noise mini league, which of course you can get the code from. our fantasy page on Twitter at @fantasy_noise. And the top four have got the following number of transfers so far this season.
This will be interesting.
20, 22, 32, 33. So a real split amongst the top four. So less than one a week and almost one and a half a week. Somewhere between there. So
now I have to defend leap to Mitch's defence here, because you have berated him for over tinkering. I think you mentioned last night with Stu that he's
made 33.
He's made 33. And that isn't
33 transfers.
That isn't a laughable amount. And particularly when you are at the bottom end of the table, understandably you're gonna make more changes. You're gonna try and switch things around. I don't think it's a ludicrous amount of transfers to have made.
No, I guess I'll count the cost at the end of the season, won't I? That if you add together the amount of free transfers that I had...
You can't do that, though, Mitch. Because you don't know how many points you made off each of those specific transfers.
I'll tell you what, I even listened to a podcast the other day on the Scoutcast, and they were talking to a guy who I think was in the top five globally. And they read out his form over the last 5 years or whatever, and he's ridiculous. Like, he'd been in the top 100 I think twice, and you know, just very, very serious player. Anyway, he was just talking to them, and he'd made a 20 point hit that week, which is the sort of stuff that we take the piss out of Mitch for.
Yeah,
so you know,
yeah, so you better wise up.
I don't know, I just think it's, you know, obviously we've said it so many times, everyone knows you have to make good choices, but you also have to get lucky with how they work out, because you could spend those 20 points and the ones you bring in get you a boatload of points, or you could spend 20 points and they do as badly or worse than the players you would have had. So, you know. All right then, so bringing it forward to our usual structure, should we talk about our game week 23s? How did we all get on? I know it was pretty shite for me. I didn't feel very confident going into it, so we'll just get mine out of the way.
Yeah, what did you get, mate?
I think I ended up with 46 points, I think.
Ooh.
Which is, 12 points below the national average, global average. Wilson, Salah and Alonso, the only people who contributed.
Who did you captain, mate?
I captained my new transfer in, Jesse Lingard.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, 2 points doubled.
2 points.
Yeah, many thanks.
Do you fancy him for Burnley away and Spurs away the next two game weeks?
Not that much.
Maybe Salah against Swansea. I
really fancied him at home to Stoke, but
Pogba had a cracking game. To be perfectly honest with you, he was the player of the night.
So I heard. I haven't seen it yet,
and I definitely wasn't watching that whilst we were recording.
No, I know. No, you wouldn't have done. Now, did he go any way towards repairing his reputation in your eyes? Because you've previously said he doesn't work hard enough. If you're now saying it was a great performance, is he...
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Maybe I just haven't seen him enough. It's the best I've ever seen him play. He was the best player on the park by a long, long way.
Really?
Power,
I've
composure.
I've definitely seen him have games where he just eclipses everyone else. So I'm pleased you've seen one now.
Yeah. I'm a Pogba convert, and I think I'm gonna, as a result, upgrade Lingard to Pogba, because I've got Lingard as well, although I'm not stupid enough to captain him.
Who would you have captained out of my lineup then? Who would you have captained?
Salah.
Yeah.
In the absence of Kane, I would have gone Salah.
But they were playing City, and you know, I just didn't think there would be 7 goals in it.
I think you're suffering a little bit from supporter bias.
Yeah,
so
maybe
you were a bit nervous about City, weren't you?
Yeah,
whereas
definitely.
I think the rest of the world could see it's probably going to be a minimum of 5 goals in that
game. I did have the foresight to bench Otamendi, which was a good shout because he got -1. I thought we'd score. I just didn't think it would be a goal fest. So anyway, I'm fucking
Mitchell,
glad it was.
How did you get on?
We'll come on to the Liverpool Man City game later on.
So for me, Baco, 50 points. So I was kind of okay with that. Obviously, I disappointed with the Man City performance because I had three Man City players in my side, Otamendi, De Bruyne and David Silva. Silva has not played again, I understand. So that was slightly disappointing. So I ended up with an auto sub of De Poitre coming in for David Silva.
Correct name, please.
Scoring 2 points. A Larry of Brest.
Very good.
Have you seen, by the way, guys, have you seen that there is a new entry to our Fantasy Football Noise Mini League? Someone has clearly just set their team up because he's only got 65 points, and his team name is Larry of Brest.
Hats off, William De Costa.
That's our first fanboy. We've got an FFN fanboy.
It's not a first. I like it. First, but
isn't it?
We've got loads of fans, Mitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, but I mean one that goes the extra mile to be a fan.
Isn't that great, though?
By entering the league at a late stage with a name that references directly one of the things we've said.
Yeah,
that's fandom for
well,
you.
Well, that's true. I guess you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you also seen?
It'll be stalking you outside your house and masturbating on your doorstep before you know it.
I look forward to that day. That's when we know you've made it, isn't it? Have you also seen, Mitch, the trapdoor of page 2 of the FFN Mini League is...
I have seen. I'm
now,
edging ever closer.
Is now within your reach.
Yeah, and do you also note just how far adrift I still am from Simon Clapperton, who I vowed to catch this season?
Who you won't be catching this season?
Nope.
Not a chance.
Definitely not.
Not a chance.
Might as well just send him the 25 quid now.
Oh, 25? You didn't reveal that. I thought it was a tenner.
No, I think it was a 25 quid bet. Speaking of just paying out now, didn't you tell me, Baco, earlier that... because of the appointment of Paul Lambert, that Paddy Power have paid out on Stoke being relegated.
I did indeed tell you that. Wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is wonderful.
This might be a good point to play in our relegation chat from last night with Stu, because this topic came up.
Let's do it.
Let's have it. We were talking last week about the relegation situation. Who do you think are most likely to go down? I know you're pessimistic, so you'll probably put Saints in there, but...
Got to be Stoke after today's news. Paul Lambert's their manager.
Yeah, that's it. Fucked.
Paddy Power have paid out on Stoke going down.
Have they?
They paid out today.
They paid out? I love Paddy Power.
Based on that recruitment?
That's it. 1 point inside the relegation zone.
So the antithesis to a new manager boost.
That's amazing.
They've literally looked at it. Wow. Swansea are going to go down, aren't they, Steve?
Fuck off.
Apparently not. He's blinkered to it, you see.
I'm still hopeful.
He's the opposite to you and I.
But ridiculously so. Almost childishly blinkered, I would say.
Yes, I would say so too.
You need to grow up. They're going down.
They are a bag of shite, Steve. I'm sorry.
They're not.
West Brom will stay up.
No.
I'd say it'll be one of Huddersfield, Newcastle or Brighton.
I tipped Huddersfield last week. I think they are one to watch. They are tumbling. Total gash. I don't know. I don't see a lot on the West Brom team. I really don't. They've got very little goal threat, have they?
Yeah, but they'll be fine. They're pretty solid, and Pardew will get it done there. That they'll be fine.
So you think them to escape?
I think Swansea...
Stoke.
And
Huddersfield?
Possibly Huddersfield or Brighton.
Do you want to know what I think?
Yes, go on.
Stoke, Brighton, and my wild card is Watford.
Watford?
They're in free fall.
How many times have you said they're in free fall over the last few weeks?
The more I say it, the more it will come true.
Why don't you say Renato Sanchez is a decent footballer a few times then?
Oh, you don't know how many times off air I've said that.
You stand by that, do you, Baco? Swansea will not be relegated.
I do, actually, yeah. I was looking at the league table 15 years ago to the day yesterday, and we were 7 points adrift, 6 points adrift at the bottom of Division 3, looking at the trapdoor of the conference. We can do this. We've got this. Honestly believe we can do it.
That was a different team. That was a different team, mate. Different opponents. Different standard. Altogether, surely.
Are you suggesting Division 3 from 15 years ago is a lower standard than this year's FPL?
I'm suggesting it's not a particularly relevant comparison, yes. Other than the team name is the same, pretty much every other actor involved is different.
I think West Brom are the modern-day Bristol Rovers.
Hmm. I'm sure you once argued to me as well, Baco, that Swansea were the best team in Europe. And I think your rationale was something like...
This was many years ago when we were at school.
Yeah. Liverpool had won the European Cup. And then in the FA Cup, the following season, they'd been beaten by Shrewsbury. And then Swansea beat Shrewsbury. Ergo, Swansea were the best team in Europe.
Ergo.
I think sense. I did say that to
I can
you.
See that argument. Makes a lot more sense than the fact that they're going to stay up this season.
Have you got any thoughts on who's going to go down, Mitch?
I would only look at the table now, and I think that at this point in the season, if you're there, very rarely does anyone accelerate vastly out of it. So Swansea rooted to the bottom, I would be immensely surprised if they don't go down. Watford, I reckon their form will come good again. Yeah, I think they've played reasonably well in some games and got some good results. So they only need to get a few more good results.
They have gone pretty cold.
They have gone pretty cold, but there's half the season left.
To your point, though, Mitch, about if the teams that are down there now are unlikely to escape, I haven't got the stats in front of me to compare it, but to me, it seems much closer this year at the bottom than in recent memory. I've been quickly bringing up the table exactly now. So, yeah, you've got... I mean, look how close it is. You've got Swansea on 17 points, West Brom on 19, Stoke on 20. Okay.
Watford so on 3 points.
As Steve mentioned before, you know, generally there's one team who are quite a long way adrift. And they're almost pretty much gone already by this point. But you couldn't really say any of these teams are that far gone. And then the next half a dozen teams above them are all within two wins. So as we said the other day, as far up as you'd have to include Watford. You could even go up as far as Everton. It's only 7 points.
Yeah.
It's only by virtue of the fact there are so many teams in there.
You look at Watford, though, one of the things I'd look at for them is their goals scored. 33 goals scored, so they've clearly got something of a goal threat there. You then look down at the likes of Swansea. Bear with me.
We've scored 14
goals scored.
Yeah, I can tell you that without looking.
Yeah, West Brom,
I can talk you through each of the 14, if you like.
Brighton, 17 goals. They're the ones that are in trouble, I think, because they have no goal threat.
Exactly what I said last night about West Brom and Stoke. They've got little up front.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, in my draft fantasy team...
Oh, yes.
I've got Doucouré, who is scoring an absolute hatful of points in draft fantasy. I know he scored on the weekend, but even before that,
We were only talking just recently about getting rid of him, weren't we? And I considered bringing him into my draft side, and then I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turned out well, hasn't it?
He's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I dodged a bullet this week in draft fantasy. I must admit, I overlooked making my team selections and swapping around my bench. And before the auto subs kicked in, I had 41 points on my bench.
That's right. And I think your scored points at that point, so it was about 16, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like
that. While we were all in the 50s.
I got 62 in the end.
Yeah.
Thanks to 18 from Valencia last night, which was fantastic.
Yeah, and you had about 30-odd points off the bench, didn't you?
Yep.
Amazing. Well, while we're talking about draft, lads, I noticed something on the website today when I was having a little tinker, as I do. Uh-huh. And since we're all enjoying it, genuinely enjoying it so much, to the point where I would say I now prefer it to the standard FPL. Not that I'm going to stop playing FPL, but I do get frustrated with having all the same players overlapping in various teams. But I did notice on the Draft Fantasy site that there's a Champions League option.
Is there?
There is. And I thought, since we're all enjoying it so very much, why don't we do another draft for the knockout stages of the Champions League when it kicks off in a few weeks' time?
Honestly,
I'd love to.
It was the most exciting 25 minutes of my year in 2017. Doing the draft.
I loved that draft thing.
Yeah, that draft thing.
Just the pressure of it.
But not only that.
Was watching John under pressure.
But not only
panicked so badly.
Yeah. But not only that, though, is that we're all a bit more experienced with the game now, so we can do another draft. But it's not just the draft that was brilliant. It was actually it's the weekly gameplay. I just love it. I absolutely love it. I love looking at
and
the fixtures,
love
thinking,
being
right,
able
I've got
to offer players to your mates.
Yeah, that's great.
Try and tempting them. I really want one of you to take Lacazette off me. I've had enough of him.
You can have Andy Carroll.
Nah, you can keep him.
12 points, first game.
Swap him for Jordan Ayew?
No, you're okay.
This is the problem, isn't it? There are precious few strikers.
In draft, there's even fewer.
Well, that's not strictly true, but there just aren't that many strikers that you'd want.
Yeah, that's true.
There's probably four or five that anyone would really covet. The rest is all scraping the barrel. Hence, I've gone 4-5-1. But anyway, my bit of news is that I did take the liberty of setting up a game for us. So it's there, it's set, and we just need to decide who's going to be in it and when we're going to do our draft.
Brilliant.
I've also changed the structure of it so that instead of having two keepers, five defenders, five midfielders, and three strikers, I can change it if you disagree, but I've opted for, you can customise it, which is brilliant as well. So I've opted for one keeper, five defenders, and six midfielders.
Nice.
Don't know how you feel about that, but I've often felt restricted slightly with five, and I don't know about you, but I'm not too hot on my reserve keepers in across the European team. So I thought one keeper will do us.
So now we have to get familiar with European footballers.
That's it. So you've got about three weeks. I think it's February the 13th. So we've got just under a month to brush up on the teams that are in the last 16. Don't forget, there's five English sides in there still.
Of course.
You know your Barca players, you know your Real players. I thought it'd be quite exciting. Let's do it.
Yeah, and actually, because there's... Yeah, no, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
So how many are in our draft league? Seven?
There's seven, and with 16 teams left, I don't think we should go more than seven.
Yeah, seven's max.
Yeah, they say eight's the optimum, don't they? But I've quite enjoyed the fact that there are still quite a few decent players floating around that you can have a little play with each week, so... Mm-hmm. I think seven would be good. No more. Yeah, six would be fine. So
you're definitely foraging, though, aren't you, in the draft fantasy? Foraging for a few scraps here and there.
Yeah,
you know,
like
when
that
Turkish fella got signed for Everton. Sign him up, get him quick, because he's new and there's nothing else around.
Yeah, and you're having a completely unique team, everyone. I just love that. That's great. Really good. So while we're on draft fantasy, should we quickly review how we've each got on?
Yeah, let's have a look.
So
I got 62, just to finish mine off. 62, and I'm lying in fourth, and I'm about 55 points behind you, John.
Yeah, you've slipped back a little bit. I'm on 725. Dan Solon's on 714. So he's closed the gap slightly this week. We both had good weeks again, though. 64 and 71, respectively, for me and him. I can't believe I'm still top, actually, because, I mean, his team on paper... Really, I'm sure he's going to come good by the end of the season. But let's just quickly bring it up. So he's got Morata, Lukaku, and Kane up front.
Yeah,
he's got Sterling, Pogba, Son, and Zaha across the middle.
Oh, bastard!
He's got Ramsey, who's back now.
That's a fucking good side, isn't it?
Really good side. Walker, Bellerin, me, check. Yeah,
Van Dijk.
He's going to win. He's going to win. Sure he is. But my side is, I've got Courtois and Pope as my keepers. Moussaka as my right back. Tarkowski. I brought in Clark. I sort of seem to rotate one player each week. I look at the fixtures and I have a change of one each week. So I brought Clark in for the home tie that they had this week. Didn't work out. I've also got Aspilicueta, Arnautovic, Salah, Lingard. I brought Fellaini in. Thought I'd try him, home to Stoke, didn't work out. Andre Gray and Gale up front, so yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, not too bad.
And for me, I got 56 this week, which is not too bad. I'm sitting in fifth, just behind you, Baker.
Pretty good as well.
I guess, what is it, 40-50 points behind you. But my side, if you're interested,
I am
at the back. Alonso, Christiansen, Ake, Davis, and then in midfield, Xhaka, Fernandinho, Mahrez, Sane, up front, Aguero and Ayew. So some strong players, but some weak ones with weak performances too. I've had Aguero for ages, but he's not been scoring very many for me.
Now, surely his stock goes up in the absence of Jesus. You've got to hang on to him, surely.
Yep. Yeah, well, there's no one better for me to acquire. Definitely so, yeah, not. I'm just going to hold on to
him. And do you know, have you looked at City's upcoming imminent fixtures?
No, I have not.
That doesn't surprise me. Shall I tell you what they are?
Please.
if you wouldn't mind. So this week they are at home to Newcastle. The following week they are at home to West Brom.
Yes.
So
a couple of bankers there.
Advice Good. Across any format of fantasy football that anyone's playing. Yeah. If you need telling, load up on your City players, certainly for the next two. Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to draft, I very rarely look at the fixtures when it comes to draft. Because, as you say, there's so few other players around to acquire that unless there's good reason, I'm not going to get rid of them. So it's almost irrelevant. The thing that you've got to keep your eye on is what come up on waivers. And you got Andy Carroll when he became fit. Someone else picked up Tosun or whatever his name is, the Turkish guy that got signed to Everton.
Do you know?
You know, it's small, marginal bits
at the moment. I've basically got four good players who I'm not going to change in defence and in midfield. And then it's the fifth players in each of those positions. It's the final player that I'm sort of having a tinker with each week just to sort of roll the dice. Sometimes I start them, change the formation to include them if the fixture is that promising, and if not, then I just leave them on the bench and they're there as an auto sub. But that's how I'm sort of playing it, and it seems to be going quite well for me.
Very nice.
Just about holding off Dan Solan at the moment. But
yeah. Do you know, while we've been talking, I thought, I'm going to sneakily get in Sanchez because no one's going to have Sanchez before his transfer to Man City or whoever he goes to.
Hello.
And you've got him, John.
Yeah, I've been nursing him for the last few weeks on my bench, yes. Yeah, I'm quite excited for him to start playing again.
Oh, I tell you what, that Arsenal defence against AFC Bournemouth, I tell you what, Chambers, Holding, Mustafi and Maitland-Niles does not a Premier League defence make.
No, very true.
My goodness.
Yeah.
They're awful. Holding particularly awful.
Weak.
Chambers is not fast.
No.
How could he play Premier League football and not be fast?
Up against Wilson and Ibe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, they have got a few injuries, but yeah. Monreal
and Koscielny are out, aren't they?
Yeah. How much longer can Wenger hold on, honestly? Someone sent a meme the other day, and it basically listed all of Arsenal's heaviest recent defeats. And it's quite a list. It's crazy. 8-0, 6-2.
We've got them in 2 weeks, so I'm very excited.
Yeah. It's remarkable. But long may it continue, because the longer he's there, the longer they're not really a threat. Baker, I don't think we quite wrapped up our FPL summary of game week 23, which you ran away with by a mile. So let's quickly conclude that business, shall we?
I got a lovely 78 points in the end.
Well done. That's really superb.
Very happy, considering, get this, I only scored, if you include Otamendi's minus one, I only scored 7 points in my defence out of that.
Yeah, wow.
And I played 4-4-2. So I had four defenders and a keeper, 7 points.
Mm.
Yeah, so Arnautovic, the star, no doubt about it. Delighted with him. What a great game that was. Was he top player in the week, Arnautovic?
I would think so.
Yeah, I haven't checked that. But yeah, West Ham looked like Real Madrid.
They really did, didn't they? Did you see? Well, obviously him and Lanzini sort of stole the show, but I don't think there's a lot of love lost between those two. Did you see? At one point, so I think it was third or fourth goal. He steamed forward, did really, really well to get the ball, and then muscled his way into the box. But then he sort of got bundled over, and Lanzini, you know, had made a great run to catch up, picked up the loose ball, smashed it in. You'd think they'd run off, celebrated together, but Arnautovic basically stole him like he'd...
Utter disdain.
Yeah, utter disdain, yeah. Exactly.
So I was chatting to one of my colleagues at work yesterday, and I mentioned that very, very same thing. And yeah. She said, they actually fucking hate each other. They really do.
Really?
And you can see it a mile off, can't you?
You can see, yeah. It doesn't surprise me to hear that, yeah.
But isn't that because Lanzini was cock of the walk for a while, and now he's got this this newbie who's outscoring him and outplaying him, and people love him, don't they?
So not really.
Arnautović knows that.
Arnautović has not been there long, mate.
Mitch, you're good on foreigners. Where's Arnautović from?
Oh, I don't know. Arnautović. I'm going to go for... I'd say he's a Serbian.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Serbia.
Do you know the answer, Steve?
No, I don't. I don't know the answer.
View information.
He's not there. Yeah, nationality is not there.
78 points. Very happy. So, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Game
yeah.
week history, I am flying. I've been above average every week apart from maybe one over the Christmas period.
Hats off to you, mate. Tidy. No, good
so form. I'm in the top half a million now, so I think it's only going to get better. That is the kiss of death, by the way. I'm going to
shock
it. I know. Can't believe it.
No, that's good,
it.
Mate. All right. Shall we, very belatedly, take a break, and shall I leave you with a little trivia?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, great. For the first time, I've got a fantasy trivia question for you.
Is it recent?
It's very current, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Lovely.
So far, three defenders have made it into the weekly dream team four times. Can you name them, please?
Okay.
I'll leave it with you.
Four players made it into the weekly dream team.
Nope.
No?
So far, I'll tell you again.
So frustrating. The underlying frustration in your voice.
Simply mixing up the numbers three and four. So
three players that have appeared in the team of the week four times.
There you go. But defenders. Specifically defenders.
Three defenders.
Sure you don't want me to go through it again?
No. Nope.
Maybe you can fucking write it down for him.
I've just written it down for myself, thanks very much.
Okay, make it.
Great stuff. Right. Give that some thought. I'll come back to you later with the answers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, welcome back to part two to Fantasy Football Noise. Last thing to quickly do would be to maybe see what Stuart thought of your performance, Wayne, for Game Week 23 and in general.
I'd love to hear what he's got to say for himself.
Oh, he's got plenty.
If you've got nothing nice to say, say nothing at all, is my view, but go on.
You know what we haven't done? We didn't look at Mitch's team performance from the week and update the head-to-head.
Which page is Mitch on these days?
He's clinging on page to page two. One. Clinging on to page one for dear life. So for the record, I think we just need four or five more people? Where is he? Oh, God, you've got to scroll the long way down.
He's got 1,000 points.
Hey!
I was thinking about this earlier as to the three of yours performance this season. And what I concluded, John, yours is a bit of an anomaly. I don't know why you're so shit this year. But I think what this has proven to me is that you still need a really decent knowledge of football in general to do well at this game. Because Baco,
I think
by doing this podcast, it's added to your game, right? So you have good football 100%. Knowledge, and this has just unlocked your fantasy skills.
Yeah.
Right? For Mitch, it's the opposite. He has but he has no football knowledge, and all that this has done, this is the equivalent of giving a toddler a loaded gun.
Yeah.
Right?
He's very, just, very true. He's it just really is.
Firing off stuff. Like, there's just too much. He's now got too much knowledge for his little brain to handle. He doesn't know how to apply it, does he? He's like a kid in a sweet shop. Literally.
His tiny little brain.
his tiny little shoes.
33 rat. Transfers to date.
Yeah. This is an example of where knowledge is not a good thing for him. He's not able to handle it, whereas it's enhancing your performance, Baker.
Yeah, I think so. I've definitely come on as a fantasy player this season.
You have.
Or you could argue you do need a good slice of luck, and the luck's gone your way the last half a dozen game weeks, Baker.
I was doing pretty well before then.
You weren't. You were below me. We were both really struggling. You're still. Where are you in the world?
I've been ahead of you for about 8 game weeks, mate.
Whatever.
That's not luck.
Where are you in the world? It is luck.
I am
423,000th in the world. Well done.
Fuck you.
Isn't that spectacular?
Fuck off. Are you in the top million?
Probably not, but it's not exactly. It's not exactly world-beating form, is it?
I'm 100,000th, by the way.
Not bad.
Not
pretty good.
Not bad.
Like, but I have finished in the top 100,000 a couple of times before.
Yeah, haven't we all? But the point
is, and I really do think it's about time and concentrating. And the seasons where I've had time and concentrated, like this season, I've done better. So there's definitely, the more time you invest in it and the more you think about it, the better you play, for sure.
Where's Mitch overall?
3.6 millionth.
Jesus. I'd love to see how many people who have played from the start are below Wayne. He must be in the bottom 10%.
Oh, that's harsh.
Anyway, he's probably listening to this guy, so should we lay off the poor guy?
No, carry on. If he chooses to have an affair on a Monday night, that's his bag.
Yeah.
His problem.
What have you got to say to that, Mitch?
Well, he's a fucking brave cunt, isn't he, when I'm not around?
Oh, C-bomb.
Tiny little brain. Too much for him. He's a piece of work. I tell you what we'll do. We can have that fucking mug back for a start, Stuart John Harrington, if that's the way you're going to play it. If you want to be a guest again, you can fucking forget it. You fucked up John's edit last night. You bad-mouthed me when I wasn't there. Yeah, and because you fucked it up, I had my right to reply, so I wish I could say worse, but I don't know any worse swear words. Cheeky bastard.
I tell you what, John, you weren't very complimentary about my performance, were you? Sounded like sour grapes to me. Now I reflect on it the following day. Is there an issue between us?
Most definitely not, mate. Most definitely not. What I'm trying to get at, I don't agree with what Stu said about this process having augmented you as a fantasy player. Because you've had better finishes in previous years than this. So there's the argument shot down instantly.
Yeah, and probably
just because
only
you've had a good couple of months, taking you up to the lofty heights of 400 and odd thousandth doesn't make you a world beater. Any, you know, I'm sorry, but it doesn't. If you were in the top 20,000, 50,000, I'd be impressed.
I reckon I'd be
with Mario Moriello's.
I reckon I'd be in the top 50,000. Of performance after game week 5. I had a very slow start, and I must admit I hadn't got into the swing of it. But since game week 5, I'm a contender, mate.
Unfortunately, there's no trophy where the first 5 weeks are scrubbed off, I'm afraid, mate.
Imagine.
In fairness to Stu, he is pretty consistent, isn't he? Season after season, he does well, and he gets himself up there. So I do think he spent a couple of hours basically showing off in front of his friends. But the reason he does so well is because he spends his life in a series of shit-fucking towns. Yeah, like a travelling salesman with his steak knives in the back, dishing them out to people that buy his nonsense.
And his big plate.
Yeah, a night in the travel tavern in Carlisle. Oh, where are you off to next? Peterborough. Oh, fucking brilliant. Where now? Merthyr. Great. Where next? Truro. Yeah, that's why he's got so much fucking time in lousy hotels around the country, masturbating and playing with fucking the fantasy football app. That's why he's fucking good at it.
There you go. There you go, Stu. There's the backlash.
A colleague of mine at work listened to this for the first time over the last week, and he said, "Oh, that Mitch, he's like your Carl Pilkington, isn't he?"
Brilliant. Exactly a man as with I simple wanted to views. Model myself as a congenital moron.
Brilliant.
You're not, of course, and your brain is massive. I don't know why Stuart said that. I think he's just jealous, mate.
Yeah, I think he is.
Excellent. I enjoyed that. Right. Do you want the trivia answers, boys?
Oh, let's do it.
Have we got any guesses?
I've got a couple.
Go on then.
I've got a couple.
Okay.
Can I tell you something quickly before we do that?
Yeah.
Arnautovic, I looked him up. He is Austrian, would you believe?
There you go. Interesting.
I'm just trying to buy myself an extra bit of time while I try and think of a third guess. I've only got two now.
Would you like to go on first or second, Wayne?
Say again?
Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first.
Okay, and your first suggestion is?
Valencia of Manchester United.
Okay. Baker, your first guess?
Now, on the basis that you've asked this question, I think it's going to be surprising. So I'm going to go Hegazi.
Fuck off. He was good for about two games.
Well, he only needs to be good for four games.
Well, he was good for two, so that's not four.
I think
he had a cracking first
a
two game weeks.
Of the two of you, I have to give Mitch the credit for the better guess, although neither are correct.
Huh.
Both drawn blanks with your first guesses. Second guesses, please.
Is one of them surprising?
One of them is surprising, yes.
Okay.
Why don't we go for the two that are not?
First. I am going to go then. I'm going to stick with United. Jones.
I'm afraid not. Baker?
Fuck.
My old mate Otamendi.
Otamendi is there. Otamendi
yes.
is there. Yeah. He's one.
Should have had him. He's in my team as well.
So Otamendi, you've got one out of three. Quickly.
Can I go? I'm going to go for Chelsea then. Azpilicueta.
Yes, nope. He's got it wrong.
Yes, he's got it wrong.
Alonso.
Is it not?
It's the other one. Yeah, Alonso.
That's yes.
Like, yeah. I'd imagine.
So the next one is surprising.
Thrice, but. Yeah. So you've got Alonso and Otamendi, yep. And now you want the surprising one.
A surprising one. Mm-hmm. I'll go then. Someone we've mentioned already this season, I will go for Maya Yoshida.
That would be fucking surprising. No.
He hasn't played four games, has he?
Probably not.
Another guess?
Is it someone from Brighton?
It's not. Although, I'll give you some clues. He does wear a stripy shirt.
Is it from Huddersfield?
Huddersfield's the right team, yes.
Oh, fuck. Mitch, can you name a Huddersfield defender without looking?
Who, me?
Actually, I don't think I can.
Hold on.
Without looking.
No, I'm not looking. I'm looking up at the sky, you know, when you're trying to think of something.
Any other clues?
You've got an iPad taped to your ceiling. I'll give you another clue, Steve.
No, I'm at a loss.
You may have mentioned earlier in the season that he was top of your list.
I am genuinely struggling for Huddersfield defenders. He was actually on my list.
He was on your list.
The salient word there is list, isn't it?
It is. Well picked up.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Mitch?
Schindler.
Schindler's list, yes.
I was so happy with that gag.
I'm not sure I even know that player.
Was a good gag.
Schindler, four times.
Yeah.
Is that clean sheets or goals or what?
I don't think he scored any goals, has he? Maybe one.
He plays in midfield.
That must be why.
I could have guessed for another hour.
Number of days and nights.
Not got that.
You'd have gone Van La Parra before Schindler.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a quick look. Schindler.
If I'd listened back to previous episodes to remember his name.
That is an astonishing stat. Right, he has... Okay, so he's got a 9, an 11, and a 9. That must have done it. That's been slim pickings. 0 goals, 2 assists. Purely on a clean sheet basis. There you go. It
must be because he's cheap.
That's the level of trivia you get on this show.
Good trivia, mate. I like that.
Right, let's look forward. Before we wrap things up, let's look forward to game week 24. What are the plum ties? Which ties? Which fixtures are we looking at for our fantasy signings, guys?
Man City at home to Newcastle, surely.
Correct. That's one. So we haven't really mentioned arguably the game of the season at the weekend. That Liverpool City game. We talked about it last night, Steve, with Stu, but we've got to mention it again. Surely it was just.
It was sensational.
Game. I was tense for the entire game. It was wonderful, wonderful entertainment.
But as a neutral, Liverpool looked like they were going to score every time they went forward.
Yeah.
And they were so far head and shoulders above Man City and did such a great job to nullify.
Yeah. Robertson they were great. And Wijnaldum, I thought, played out of their skins in shutting down Sterling and De Bruyne.
The only time I got nervous for you was because I know that fuckery rules, was when it went 4-1. At that point, I said 5-4. It's going to be 5-4 to City.
Did you?
That was the only time that I thought that Liverpool were vulnerable when they went 4-1 up.
Because?
Because they're shit at defending. And you can see, if they stopped using the tactics, which was to press high, block off the channels, you know, the research that had gone into that strategy that Klopp laid out was fantastic. But it went out the window. As soon as the fourth goal went in, they just thought, right, we're going to sit back. And you knew Karius or Lovren was going to make a howler at some point.
There was a blunder in there. To that point, actually, on reflection, I certainly didn't think it at the time, but on reflection, I think City's first goal did us a favour. I think the fact that we didn't go in 1-0 and didn't come out for the second half trying to protect a 1-0 lead. I actually think the fact that we've got to dig deep, we've got to do it all again. You know, it's effectively back to square one. I actually think that probably helped us. I mean, and that what was it, 10-minute period where we scored the second
three
and third goals?
All three
goals, yeah, you're right. It was just brilliant. I couldn't believe it. It was wonderful. But it was one of those days, in fairness, where we pressed really, really well, and we did all those sorts of things really well. But in terms of our shooting and stuff, it was one of those days where everything sort of went well for us. Like the spin on Firmino's chip happened to sort of took it in, and on a lot of other days, it's just gone straight on and hit the post, you know. But everything seemed to just go in.
But as you say, Wijnaldum was brilliant.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was. That was just a wonderful game.
Yeah, but he was as good as Pogba, but in a different way. I really, really liked him. I wonder if has anyone got him in the draft? Go on, carry on talking, boys. I've just got to focus on something while you're talking.
I'll be interested to know how many points he's on, actually, Baco. I wouldn't imagine he's a great player to have in draft, but
he's on 72 and he's free.
Read me his last half dozen game week scores, please.
He's not been playing every week. 7-4-1-5-1-4-4. There you go. Not that
bad. My case. No further questions.
I'm still going to get him.
You're going to get him?
Yeah.
Are you? Who are you going to swap out for him? Who's worse than that?
I've got Delph, who's injured.
There you go, fair enough.
Any
other plum ties? Mitch, can you point out a game where we should be foraging for differentials and good fantasy players?
Let me get to the fixtures, bear with.
Done your research, mate, yeah?
Well, to be honest, I was banking on not having to do any research this week because you were supposed to be recording it last night. And if it wasn't for Stuart and his lousy fucking setup and his lousy hotel, I would have been okay. But apparently we're not okay. So, fill yourself full of Chelsea because they're going to beat Brighton away from home heavily. United will beat Burnley firmly.
On that point, really? Sorry, Mitch. Yep. Sorry, Mitch. Could I just rewind? I'm not as confident as in previous weeks, you know, as earlier in the season with Chelsea. Definitely gone off the boil a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got to come back on the boil at some point, and I think a game like Brighton could be where they do it.
Okay, cool.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, all right. And what was your next one?
Clearly Man City against Newcastle is a nice tie, but given their form, I am going to say, and Marky will hate me for this, but I think West Ham could probably turn over Bournemouth this weekend.
Yeah, they will. I mean, they're the form side in the Premier League. You've got to get your
Arnautovic. Bournemouth have just beaten Arsenal, so they're in form too, but I think West Ham, they'll...
3-1, no, there's no form about Bournemouth.
I don't think they'll turn them over. I think Bournemouth would do well to get a point out of that. That's what I would say.
They would.
I don't think it'll be a lesson, to be honest, but we'll see.
Well, let's wait and see.
Everton, West Brom at home.
Maybe there's a wager there between me and you, Mitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, go on, why not?
Yeah.
I say West Ham, you say Bournemouth.
If you give me the draw, I'll take that. Yeah.
How about you give me the draw?
That is decent.
You're the home team and the form team. I'm clearly backing the underdog. Those are my terms.
You've just beaten Arsenal.
Those are my terms. You've said they're going to turn over Bournemouth.
Okay, fine. I accept.
Okay, great. Speaking of wages, do you want to quickly hear what Stu identified last night? We did have a couple.
Please.
We did make a couple of bets, which viewers, listeners should probably.
Yeah, I'll place another bet as well. I'll bet you that the next time I see him, I smash his face.
Next plum tight, I'm going for Everton at home to West Brom.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I think now's the time to bring in Everton players, if you are so inclined to do so.
I might be interested in a bet that doesn't happen.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
We can do this.
If you were to give me the draw, I'd take that bet.
Great. Let's do this.
Wow.
£10.
Nicely negotiated, Stu. Nicely negotiated. So West Brom win or the draw, Stuart gets the tenner.
Lovely. I'll take it.
Great.
Great. Lovely stuff. Very nice.
Swansea Liverpool, you chaps. In terms of presenter matchups, this is it. I mean, because you're never going to get one with Mitch, obviously.
Probably should be a wager, shouldn't there?
Yeah. What happened in the return fixture earlier in the season?
5-0.
It was. Since you're at home, if I give you the draw on that one, we take that one on?
Bollocks.
But you said you're confident. You're gonna escape. You're gonna survive.
There's still
your misplaced optimism now?
There's still 16 games to go, mate. Not that one.
I'm not sure they're going to survive by beating Liverpool. I don't think that's the.
No.
I don't think that's where the points are going to come from.
Come on, Steve. Put money where your mouth is.
No, you can keep that. I can't have more than one bet a week.
Okay. What if I give you a one goal advantage?
Okay, I'll take it.
Yay!
Wow.
Right, so Liverpool have got to win by two goals.
Two or more goals.
Yes, because he's got the draw as well.
Okay. That wasn't hard, was it?
No.
I love how quickly you turned. I think you should probably write this down, Mitch, if you're still acting as bookkeeper.
Go on.
So we've got...
Make sure you've got the plus one goal.
Just to let you know, not to ruin what you think I'm up to here, but I haven't been keeping a book. I think we might need to take on an FFN graduate to do this post-season, to listen back
FFN
to every episode.
Intern.
Yeah, and work out... Yeah, an intern, because you don't pay them, do you? Yeah, and work out exactly who owes what, because I haven't got a fucking clue.
To go through all the tapes.
Yeah, all the
tapes. I thought one of you was writing it down in a little black book.
Nope.
Right.
A virtual black book, i.e. my head.
Where do you think you both stand?
Are you crestfallen, John?
Not at all, no. I think I'm down by 10 quid to Steve.
Definitely.
And Mitch, I feel like you're probably down to Steve by one or two wages as well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I won one or two back, so I think I'm down to Steve 10 or 20.
20, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
sure.
I'm pretty sure it's 20. 20
yeah,
minutes.
I think it's 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else? Because I think we're going to have to call time on it, guys.
Oh, goodness. We've been going on for hours.
Yes, I'm going to be editing into the night, and I've got a very early start tomorrow morning. So.
After you've edited today as well.
Yes, exactly.
It's been a pleasure, though.
I trust my medal's going to be arriving soon, yeah?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, I can send you do you want another Fantasy Football Noise mug?
Yes, please.
For Mitch the wife, send maybe? Along with his black book.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. All right, guys, well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Mitch, I think you've done yourself a wonderful service of shouting back at Stuart. Most entertaining.
I needed that right to reply, and I've done it, and yeah. I was not going to let him be silenced.
No, absolutely. Right, well, until next time, may all your arrows be green, and I bid you adieu. Farewell.
Good luck this weekend, everyone.
Cheers.
Cue the music.